Definitely makes for interesting reading. Thousands of pages from Senator Ted Kennedy's FBI file were released yesterday, 9 months after he died. This is just the first installment of his FBI file. Thousands more pages yet to come. But these come from some of his most interesting years, from 1961, when his brother was president, to 1985, which is 5 years after his own failed run for the White House. Plenty of unverified claims in these files. Lots of evidence of threats made against Ted Kennedy. With more details, we have Brian Bender with us, Washington correspondent for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I think one of the things that's emerging is the vast number of threats made against the senator's life. Where were these threats coming from, and what were they?
Well, these were basically of every stripe you can imagine. Anonymous letters written to him, some with photos, doctored with, you know, his head with a bullet hole appearing in it. Some of them were reports that came into the FBI from local law enforcement who had heard tips and were concerned, wanted to pass it along. In one case, a fellow senator, Birch Bayh, had received some poems that someone had written about Ted Kennedy that he thought might be threatening, so he passed that along to the FBI. Sort of a whole range of serious and not-so-serious threats.
And there was actually documents that related to the man who killed his brother, Robert Kennedy, and in these documents that are in the file, they suggest that Sirhan Sirhan offered his cellmate in prison $1 million and a car to kill Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, that was one of the more interesting ones. About a decade after Sirhan Sirhan killed Robert Kennedy, the FBI investigated a tip that he had tried to enlist a fellow inmate who was soon to be released from prison to kill Ted Kennedy. So across the board, it just was kind of striking to see just how this guy lived for many decades under the threat of violent death virtually every day. Somebody was threatening him, and oftentimes he was contacted and informed about these threats that the FBI was investigating.
Well, there is certainly a lot of salacious material in these files as well. We have claims that the mafia set up the Kennedys for certain scandals, and there's also some reports that all three Kennedy brothers participated in some very lecherous New York hotel parties.
No,
yeah, no, seriously.
Not the Kennedys.
Yeah.
The long rumored sex parties.
Right.
The FBI yesterday insisted that, you know, these reports are unverified, uncorroborated. You know, they call them rumors. But yes, in one case, there was a socialite in New York who was the wife of a former ambassador who apparently went to the FBI and just laid out what she said was these sex parties that went on at the Carlisle Hotel overlooking Central Park that included the Kennedy brothers at
Marilyn
some point.
Monroe.
Even their brother-in-law, Peter Lawford, and his wife, Patricia Kennedy Lawford, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, the list goes on. Everybody mentioned in that
news
file is dead, so we'll probably never know.
But it's certainly going to provide food for fodder for lots of books and probably some movies as well. Anything else in there that you think is going to be surprising anybody quickly?
Well, the one thing that we found surprising was that the Nixon White House sought dirt from the FBI on Mary Jo Kopechne after Chappaquiddick. And what we learned was that she was actually interviewed by the FBI a couple years earlier because she had a boyfriend who was passing bad checks.
Wow.
Oh, Brian Bender, staff reporter for the Boston Globe.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.